It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
It's 6:30 in the morning. I'm Bill Anderson. This is Under Your Home with DryZone, and I actually have some special guests. I'm not sure why they do it, but well, you know, I definitely appreciate it.
For punishment.
I do. I appreciate you guys being here. We're joined with Brad Wozlevec and Adam, and I'm still not going to try to pronounce your last name. So Adam from J&A Electric anyway.
There you go.
So,
that works.
Adam, I appreciate you being here. I know you don't have to get up on the weekends, but it definitely is fun when you're in here, so I appreciate it. So Brad, last weekend, you said you wanted to start talking about some steel.
You know, foundations is a cool thing because when you think about it, most of what we do is, you know, moisture control and things like that. No one really thinks about what happens if you let that go too far. Let that go too far, you're talking about sagging girders, you're talking about rotting wood, and then eventually the actual foundation of your house can get cracks in it and things start to sag. It could start out with something as simple as, you know, a door or a window not opening or closing properly. That's like a good indicator of it. Little cracks in the corner of the drywall where the door frame is, things like that could become something very serious, very fast. That's why foundations, you know, the foundation support work side of the business kind of intrigues me a little bit. You know, it's we actually can take those sagging and failing foundations and either support them or in a lot of cases lift them back up, which, you know, obviously, Bill, you're our main guy with that. So I'm kind of glad I'm here because I want to learn a little bit as well as people that are listening want to learn as well. So
sure. Basically, here's the deal with foundations. When you have something sagging, when you have something breaking, it's going to basically come from two things. Either the soil underneath your home is eroding or being compressed, or you have too much moisture in your wood and that wood starts to basically lose its spanning capability. So it's basically, let me give you layman's terms. When wood gets wet, it's like when pasta gets wet. When pasta gets wet, it gets noodly. The exact same thing happens to wood. The only problem is when wood gets wet, then mold and mildew and all that other good stuff starts growing on it. And when that happens, it eats it. It's gross, but when we die, we're actually eaten by mold. Yeah, I mean, I've had nightmares about that. So
gross, yeah.
I, you know, the whole thing.
It's
just,
Sunday morning, Bill.
It's just kind of it is probably a little bit. For everybody's going to church, we don't need to talk about dying. Those are really your two things. Like I told you, Brad, that I wanted to talk to you about a couple different projects that we got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into that, though, I do want to make sure that we give everybody our phone numbers here. So, Adam, like I said, you're still our guest. So, our guests go first.
J&A Electric. We can be reached at 302-943-9894.
DryZone anytime. 1-855-DryZone. Zone, DryZone. Online, you can get us at DryZone.com. You can email Bill if you like. It's Bill@DryZone.com. I'd give you my email address, but my last name is Wozlevec. Way too hard to be trying to tell people how to spell it. Then you can get the local number is 302-684-5034, and you can reach us anytime at that number.
So we talked about some different projects, and there's a storage place in Salisbury. Okay, so I don't know if I'm actually allowed to say where it is, but it's over, say, perhaps hypothetically near Snow Hill Road. Okay. And this whole back wall, and this is a long building. I mean, this thing is like hundreds of feet long. There's like two places in it where underneath the footer, it's just started eroding. And I don't know if it was actually erosion or just compression of the soil. And obviously compression is when things compact, right? So when it's pushing down on it, it settles. We're having it. We started knocking off some of the mortar because somebody's tried to patch it over the years and patch it over the years, patch it over the years. So we were taking a shovel and we were scraping off the mortar. I could put my whole hand in the wall.
Wow.
It is bad. It's amazing. So what we're doing is, when I first got this phone call, the gentleman called me up and he said, well, listen, well, he talked to our call center, obviously, and he's told Rob, who's one of the gentlemen who actually he's our call center manager, mm-hmm. and he's in charge of the other folks who answers the phones for us. But he ended up talking to Rob that day. Rob's basically took down his information. He set the appointment, but the guy said, listen, I really need to talk to somebody even before somebody gets out here. So Rob asked me if I didn't mind taking the phone call, and we talked for a few minutes. You know, he was like, Billy, listen, I don't know what to do. He was like, I've had a structural engineer. They're talking about taking down the entire wall. They want to put these helical pier underneath this footing, which is definitely an acceptable way of doing it. He's like, but I have to move everybody out. He's like, I have no other place to put them. My whole place is full. What do I do? And he was like, you know, can you please come out and look at it? He's like, I need options, because he didn't want to have to rent storage sheds or have people move, because who wants to go move their stuff out of storage, you know, really, at the end of the day? That's just really not an option for most people. It's in there for a reason.
I've seen those storage hunter shows. Those things are packed to the gills.
Well, it's just not even that. It's, you know, if your garage is full, then you put it in a storage shed.
Exactly.
Right? That, I mean, that's really why we have storage sheds, or we're moving or something. So there's a reason why those places are in business. So I got out there and I'm like, okay, well, why are we replacing the wall? And he's like, well, because, you know, this guy said I should. I said, well, let me talk to your engineer. So sit down with their engineers and we came up with a better game plan. And this game plan was, instead of replacing the wall, the footer, and everything else, we were simply going to go underneath there and excavate around the footing in 12 different places. And we're going to start driving a helical pier. And a helical pier is just a great big screw. And what we do is we take the excavator out and we have a bucket on it. So we dig the hole. And the footer is like 4.5 feet into the ground. So, I mean, it was actually, it's a big hole.
Yeah.
It's a big hole, right? And then we simply notch the footer. We prepare the footer without getting too technical detail. We simply make a pocket in the footer. And there's this really great big, I mean, huge bracket that we use that actually goes underneath the footing. But before we put that bracket in there, we take off the bucket off our excavator and we attach basically a great big old screw gun. So we put this helical pier, this great big screw on the end of that gun, and we get it basically, we set it correctly. So there's a certain way that those closeness we have to be to the wall, there's a certain torque or a certain amount of force we have to embed these things into the ground. So we get all that prepared and we just start screwing this thing down until we reach a certain resistance or a certain pressure on our helical gauge, or our hydraulic gauges rather. So once we keep putting extensions on, and we go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in the ground until we reach this magical number, which depends on certain events. Okay, so we have a couple different numbers that we look at. So we screw these things into the ground, and then we basically put that great big bracket underneath the foundation. And once that's done, we go on to the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth. And this project here, it's actually six piers, a 30-foot space, and six piers. So there was two places along this wall where it was failing. And once we got those six helical piers in place, we were able to put what's called a ram, basically, on top of each one of those piers. And we were actually able to lift that whole foundation back up into a level position to where we had to put little metal shims in the wall and the mortar joints, so we didn't close that gap too much, right? Just we had to close it to the appropriate level, and we simply put enough pressure on that wall that we were able to raise it back up into a level position. Then we lock those piers down, and we've basically effectively transferred the weight of that structure from the soils that were failing onto these new piers.
Wow.
Okay.
That's actually really impressive. So what you're saying is you put these giant, essentially, screws in the ground. You're holding this whole building up, and you're able to do that at, I imagine, less of a cost than what the structural engineer was coming in to do, right?
Well, the structural engineer just, what they do is they just give you advice,
okay,
right? Most structural engineers don't actually perform the work, which I think is good that way, because what they do is they try to find the best solution without really having a stake in it,
mm-hmm,
okay? Like with us, we actually do a lot of educational things with engineers and architects that we perform these things called lunch and learns. And so any engineer who's actually out there listening, any architect that's out there listening, anybody really who wants a presentation done, let us know, because we'll come to your office, and in an hour, we'll have this whole presentation for you. Just to give you information. It's not a sales pitch. We're not talking about a huge amount of specific products, right? I'm not sitting there saying WaterGuard. I'm not sitting there saying CleanSpace or SuperSump or Sandy Dry CXs or, you know, 288 helical piers. We're just simply talking in generalities. And we actually bring you lunch, too. So if you want to feed your office free for a day and be a great guy, you know, you're more than welcome to have us come out. So, you know, you just simply want to call my office, which, you know, Brad's given the number out before, but it's 1-855-DRYZONE. Or locally, it's 302-684-5034. That's your easiest way to actually get those type of information.
Well, that's cool.
So when going back to your original question, mm-hmm, when the engineer comes out, he looks at the problem, he assesses it, and then he actually comes up with a game plan. And he just says, you know, you need to simply do A, B, C, and D. Like I said, with us, it's nice because now a lot of engineers are getting to know us, and we're doing enough of these presentations that we're actually seeing it actually spec'd on a blueprint. Because I have a lot of friends in the trades, and a couple of my friends are general contractors, and engineers will put, you have to use like this XYZ product in this home. And they're like, okay, well, I don't know what XYZ product is. I don't know. I don't understand. You know, they've never had to deal with it. It was something that an engineer heard and maybe even this type of a lunch and learn or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great product to use. But now the contractor may have never heard about it, because you're never going to know everything in life. We'll sit down with the engineer and we'll say, okay, well, listen, here's what we want to do. They're like, great. On the next house, they spec it. And if the contractor doesn't know, then we can simply come out, talk to the contractor and say, listen, this is what he means by it. This is the type of results you should expect. This is the type of timeline. And normally most of our stuff is done within days, not weeks. Wow. Because you got to think, if somebody was going to come out and remove, you know, 30-foot sections of CMU wall, which is a continuous mortar unit, right, a block wall, which is 8-9 feet high as it is, then you have another 4 feet below the ground. You have to support that entire structure. You have to tear out floors. You have to dig. You have to, you know, pour footings. It's got to dry for a week, right? It's got to cure at least at some point. And then you come back and you put the walls on it. Well, you can't even rest the roof back down on the thing until the walls are dry. So then you're another week into the process. We can go out there in a day and screw 3, 4, 5, 6 helicals into the ground. So, you know, like this project here, it's taken a little bit more time than we had wanted because there's not a whole lot of room to get the excavator back there, and we're kind of having to jog back and forth. But it should take us less than a week to get 12 done, when if they were going to do it the other way, you're closer to like 3 or 4 weeks.
Wow.
And when you start talking, you know, like February, March, you know, January, those type of winters, the people never had to move their stuff. Not one material got moved out of that storage shed. Not one personal belonging. They kept the inside nice and dry. No dust. We were in and out of there. And you get a 25-year nationally backed warranty when it's done. It just makes sense. There's a lot of folks that just don't know what a lot of the different foundation options are nowadays. And we're trying really hard, like I said, to educate the consumers and the people who are educating the consumers on our different products. Because I've said it before on the shows, and I'll say it a million times, you know, an educated consumer makes an educated decision. When I go to buy electrical equipment, you know, I had to go, we're doing more video testimonials for our website. Talked about our website, you know, last week. I didn't just go out to Best Buy or Staples or whatever and just buy the first one I saw because it was pretty. I actually went online and I looked at a lot of different reviews, because I think reviews are great. And that's something that we actually do have on our website. It's not just testimonials, but we have reviews. So that meant somebody actually went to either Google or Yahoo or Bing or Where or Yelp or one of those places and actually said, listen, I like this company so much that I plan on endorsing them. The nice thing about it is if we were doing something bad, it'd be on there too, right?
Yeah, right.
So it's something that it's truly the third party endorsements that you just can't fake. So I, like I said, I went on and I started looking for those different things and I made an educated decision. I picked the camera that was in my price range that, because I mean, let's face it, I mean, nobody has unlimited resources,
right?
I mean, everybody has a finite, expense. I went out there and I found the best one that my money was going to buy and that worked the best for us. And I think that I'm not disappointed with the camera. So if you truly follow that philosophy, no matter what you're doing in life, I think it's going to work. If you can be educated about what's going on in your home, you know, whether it's electricity, you know, whether it's total basement finishing, whether it's, you know, foundations or crawl spaces or basements, you know, most folks, I mean, Brad, you do our crawl spaces too. I mean, how many times you meet a homeowner and you start talking about the crawl space vents and why they're so bad and how much moisture and humidity it lets in down here on Delmarva.
It's a big deal.
Well, you do your presentation and then they're like, so do we leave the vents open or close?
Yeah. Sometimes you almost feel like you inundate them with too much and you really do have to take your time. I mean, it's a lot of information. And I mean, like me, for instance, we're still learning little bits here and there. It's a lot of continuing education type stuff. So for me to be able to sit down an hour and a half to 2 hours or however long it takes with somebody and push all that knowledge into their brain, you really do have to take your time and make sure they understand everything. And those vents, just to touch on real quick, when those vents are evil, just don't be fooled. The vents actually do, like, talking about codes for a few weeks in a row, but just touch on it real quick, you need vented crawl space essentially is what the code says, but then it has some arbitrary number and it's really, it makes no sense.
You know what the term or the algorithm they use?
Yeah, it's 22 vents for every 15 feet or something?
No.
Like that?
No. For every 150 square feet,
that's
you have to have 2.2 vents. Foundation vents, right?
Oh, that's what it was. We figured out that a 1,500 square foot house is 22 vents, yeah.
Exactly. And I've never seen a house with 22 vents.
No.
Because code then says if you put some 6-mil plastic or some garbage bag material down, you can reduce that number by a huge percentage, like 80, 90%, whatever it is.
Yeah, they just throw a percentage out there. It makes no sense to anybody.
So then the masons go out there and they say, well, you've got 4 walls, so let's just put 2 on each wall.
Yeah.
You know?
that's
kind of how we do it, you know? So, I can tell you something else we do, and that's break. So we got to let the...
that's a good segue.
You like that segue, that D? Nice. All right. So we do got to take a break, folks. Before we go to breaks, I'm going to have Adam give out his information. I'm going to have Brad give out our information and how to reach us.
J&A Electric at 302-943-9894.
Dry Zone at 1-855-DRYZONE. That's DRYZONE. The local number is 302-684-5034. Obviously, catch us on our website. We've been talking about that for quite a while. Dryzone.com, something we're real proud of, so definitely take a look.
I know my mom and dad listen to the show. www.dryzone.com. My dad actually don't have to do the www. anymore, but my dad was like, why don't you ever put the www. in there? And I'm like, Dad, you don't need to do that anymore. And he was like, oh, really? So I showed him the little trick in the address bar. So, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
It's dark and dank, filled with mold and mildew, and there are creatures crawling
crawling, creeping.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard. Your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months.
855-DryZone or online at DryZone.com.
Start the new year off right with Creative Kitchens and Floors in Seaver, Delaware. Serving Delmarva with pride and commitment, Creative Kitchens and Floors is celebrating 19 years in business.
Congratulations!
And are offering their best promotion ever. Take an additional 19% off their already low prices on kitchen cabinetry. Choose from Wood Mode. Wood Mode is universally recognized as one of the finest kitchen cabinets. Thinking economically? Think Aristocrat cabinetry. Hurry, this sale ends February 29th. Call Mike Griffith today at 302-629-3166 for an appointment and details today for that new kitchen you've been dreaming of. Hurry, this sale ends February 29th. At Creative Kitchens and Floors, customer satisfaction is our primary goal. 302-629-3166, 302-629-3166, or stop by their showroom, 8 North Arch Street, Seaford. Congratulations, CKL.
Requirements for 90% discount, 10 cabinet minimum, must include countertops, cabinetry installation, floor covering material and installation, and NHIC number 14298.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. How much do you get paid per hour? You know, that's just about what you'll save by going to Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton, instead of one of those cavernous discount stores. What would you rather spend your time doing? Looking for your supplies or actually working on your project? At Easton Hardware, you'll park a few steps away from the door. Not way down there. You'll go inside, ask for what you need, and quickly be shown all the items to complete your successful do-it-yourself project. Not wandering hopelessly lost in aisles of stuff, trying to guess if you picked out the part that will fit your pieces. When you subtract the frustration of trying to look for the supplies you need, subtract the extra time, guess what? It all adds up the savings of both your patience and your pocket. Spend time on your project, not on the supplies, at the real savings place, Easton Hardware. Easton Hardware, 303 North Washington Street in Easton.
Do you work with or are you a member of an organization that provides employment information or job referrals? Any organization that regularly distributes employment information to job seekers or refers candidates to employers is eligible to receive information about our job vacancies. To be contacted when we have jobs available, contact Beverly Jones by mail, P.O. Box 237, Cambridge, Maryland 21613. Fax at 410-228-0130 or by email at bjones211@comcast.net. You will then receive periodic announcements of jobs at our stations. MTS Broadcasting LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Bill Anderson, and our show is called Under Your Home with DryZone. The biggest thing we talked about when I first started this radio show was I wanted to make sure everybody was informed. So we try to keep the guests fresh, and you know, like I said, Adam, I know, actually, I don't know how fresh you are. It's 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday, but not fresh like you stink, just fresh like you're tired. But I want to definitely talk about education, why things are what they are. We were talking about during break, you were talking about our smart jacks. You said that, you know, you come in there and you do our outlets for us, and you were wondering why we started putting these metal poles, I guess, in a crawl space. So
right. I was real curious about that, kind of see what the idea behind that was.
Normally you see like a block pier down there, right? The columns, the block columns, or even sometimes report walls or block walls. The whole idea about those, Adam, is you can't just have a piece of wood going from one side of your house to the other, right? Because it's too far. It's too long of a span. Bridges can't go on indefinitely. Eventually, there's a place where it's going to break. So the whole idea with those block piers is to shore it up, basically, right? We're just shortening the distance so nothing fails. Problem is, you're normally around when houses are even when they're framed up, you're there.
Oh, yeah.
You've been there when they're just doing footings and foundations and all that, right?
Right.
So somebody comes in there and they go to dig these footers for the piers. What do you normally see them do? I mean, normally it's a guy out there with a shovel, right? Or you get like a little mini loader out there with an auger on the end of it.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because when you really look at how you design a footing, it should really be square. Because what happens is when somebody starts digging a hole, what does the bottom of the hole look like?
Like a round.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a cone, right?
Yeah.
So when you have a lot of pressure on this nail, this cone-shaped thing, you have ground that gets wet. And I'm gonna dispel a couple myths here this morning. On Delmarva, at least Kent, Sussex, you know, Queen Anne's, South, you don't have that many underground springs. Most folks I meet, they're like, well, I think I have an underground spring. You really don't. What you have is a high water table. To have a spring, you kind of have to have a cavern, right? You know, it's just water moves through sand. So when you start getting a lot of rain, the ground starts getting very saturated. What does saturation mean?
Higher moisture content, higher water content.
Right.
When you learn too much, your brain gets saturated, right? It's when you get too much of something that it can't hold it correctly. So it doesn't matter if it's knowledge or whether it's, if I'm saturated with grease, I have too much grease in me. So the ground, when it gets saturated, you have more water in the soil than it should really hold. So you have these houses that have a footprint. And normally, when it's snowing, people are on snowshoes, right? And they're walking on top of the snow. Mm-hmm. You take the snowshoes off, you sink.
Yeah, good principle.
So when you have a house, the perimeter walls is going to almost act like that snowshoe. However, the middle, where those individual piers are, if the ground gets wet, it could actually almost act like a nail and get driven into the ground. So you start to see this downward settlement in the middle of your home. Okay, so you start to see cracks along the crown molding up in the corners. You'll start to see nail pops. Your subfloor or your carpet all of a sudden starts to move down below your baseboard.
You'll actually start to see gaps in it, right? Yeah, you see it's a little gap there.
We'll get a phone call. I'm getting, the drywall guy didn't put enough glue in something. He didn't put enough tape. He didn't put enough drywall mud. He didn't do this. Somebody did something wrong. So we'll go underneath there, and we're just not chucking a truck. And you've heard me use that phrase before. Chucking a truck is basically a jack-of-all-trade kind of guy. It's just a guy who has a station wagon and a ladder, and he's in business. And not that there's anything wrong with people who own station wagons and happen to have a ladder, but, when we're going to spend money, and let's face it, the economy, it may never get to what it was. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, and, I guess that's another show another day. But when we start doing things in our home, we should really expect some type of measured success. I mean, Adam, when somebody calls you out and they have an outlet that doesn't work, they have a certain expectation when you leave. They want it fixed, right? They want it to work. And Brad, when somebody comes and asks us for, a dry crawl space or a dry basement, they don't want the illusion of a dry basement. They don't want the illusion of a dry crawl space, right?
Oh, yeah. They definitely want to be able to figure that out and see what they paid for. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and they want it to work.
Exactly.
So when chucking a truck comes out, I've seen people go out there and just buy some junk at Lowe's. And not that there's anything wrong with Lowe's, but it's all homeowner stuff. I don't think I buy anything at Lowe's. I mean, I might buy some drill bits and some hammers and knee pads and maybe hard hats and stuff like that at Lowe's, but that's not where I go to get my building materials. When we get out there and chucking a truck's there, he buys these light-duty jacks. These little old, you've seen them, rusty columns in a crawl space, right? That they took a landscaping paver, something that you walk on to make a patio with, and they jam a couple of those in the dirt. Or they dig a hole, and I'm going to tell you right now, digging a hole in a crawl space blows. There's nothing fun. I don't care who you are. I mean, we have some guys that are fairly short. There's nothing fun about laying on your belly trying to dig a 30-inch hole. It's just not fun. So they get tired after a while, and they're like, well, 6 inches is probably deep enough, and they might pour some concrete in there. A whole six inches,
Wow.
And they put these jacks in. Well, if you actually go to Lowe's and you read the packaging, those jacks were only meant to be a light-duty structure for a temporary time only. That's the two requirements that it says it has. What is temporary about our home?
Nothing.
What is light-duty about our home?
Exactly.
Right?
So what happens is these vents that we've talked about before in the past and even touched on today, you let hot, humid air into a nice, cool crawl space. Voila. You are divine. You have made rain, a.k.a. condensation. And metal is normally cold. Well, you're going to get condensation on the coldest things. Mm-hmm. So, it starts to, quote-unquote sweat. And when metal and water mix, you make rust. Well, the apparatus, the threading part of those jacks, seize up because it's just regular old painted steel, right? There's nothing really special about it. So they put him in. 2 months later, chucking a truck, he got his job back from the state or whatever it is he did, and now you'll never get a hold of him because he was only using a prepaid number in the first place, probably. Not that there's anything wrong with people who use prepaid phones.
You're just alienating everybody.
I'm just alienating everybody. But that's actually that Seinfeld reference.
Yeah, not there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, not there's anything wrong with that. But when you hire those type of folks, they're going to be 10 times cheaper than us, probably. But when there's a problem, my homeowners can tell you right now that they would rather have paid more than what they needed to than less than what they should have, right? Because there's nothing worse than having to redo somebody else's work.
Oh, yeah.
There's a house that we did up in Delaware City, and what happened is somebody came out there and they dug a 6-inch caisson. And you know what a solo tube, you know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a great big cardboard tube. And they dig it out, they dig this hole in the ground, they stick this tube in it, and then they pour concrete in it. And that's what they make as their footer, okay? So they took those lolly columns, those light-duty posts that they use in a basement, this was a crawl space, kind of cut it down. They took 2 2x4s, just nailed it together, and then tried to lift the home with it. I went in there, and I'm telling you, and this was the guy had it done like a year ago. Chuck in a Truck is no longer in business. The recession took his station wagon. Ladder got repossessed. I thought it was funny. Not that he went out of business, that was a funny joke.
I didn't want to alienate everybody. You're doing a good job for me. So.
He called us up and he's like, listen, I can't get a hold of this guy. He won't fix it. I don't know where he is. I don't know if he moved to Tampa Bay or what, but I need help. So when we got out there, I looked at it and I'm just like, really? Are you kidding me? And he was like, well, Billy, I didn't know. He was like, the guy sounded good. He was like, I was referred. He built this guy's deck over here. And the guy said he did a really good job building the deck. So he's like, he said he could do it. And I'm like, well, probably perform brain surgery if I had a little bit of training, I'm sure,
So in essence, it's like trying to jack up a car with a bumper jack, like trying to jack the whole back end of the car up with a little temporary fix.
It to hold for a while. Right. And it was bending, it was moving, it was going, his house is going to fall down. I mean, they took out the old original supports, and this is his main girder. This is the backbone of his house. It was dying. I mean, absolutely, utterly dying. There was nothing good that's going to happen from this. And so we got in there, and he didn't realize he even had to have permits. So we called up Delaware City. We got Delaware City's permits after we got Newcastle County's permits. And let's face it, folks, pretty much if you're in Newcastle County, pretty much got to have permit for everything. Yeah. It's like Rehoboth. If you go into Rehoboth, you got to have permit for everything. If you go into Dewey, if you have your house power washed, you got to have a permit. So we got all the permitting for him. We had to dig footers. We had to dig so many footers because we couldn't just take everything out and they do a footing inspection. So we had to come out, dig the footing. My production manager was there to talk with him, which is pretty much most of the time we have an inspector on the job. And let's face it, folks, this is Delaware City. This ain't a bustling town. Probably could have got away without getting a permit, but that's not how we do business. Yeah, we make everything legal and right. The inspector came out, he looked at it, and he was like, you kidding me? This is ridiculous. This is really what they left you? And like I said, they don't know who the guy was. I don't even think he had a business license. So, there's like no way, there's no recourse for anybody. So this homeowner, he's paying, quite a little bit of money to fix the same solution that he had done not that long ago. We got in there, we dug the footings, we got it compacted. We actually had to remove sections of this girder at a time so the house didn't fall down on us. And we had to put basically I-beams down most of the home and support it that way temporarily to where we could actually get these footings dug, the new girder put in its place, which we're actually using the appropriate size girder made out of the appropriate material, lagged together correctly, and then we're putting a real heavy-duty jack in there. These jacks are actually rated up to 60,000 pounds of vertical load. So when you talk about sagging floors upstairs, we can literally raise your home. I've seen houses raised 4 and 5 inches that have settled. I mean, that's a half a foot almost. Yeah. So there's just so many different things that we can do in a home. Just make sure you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Does it cost a little bit more to have it done right? Yes. But if you need brain surgery, you're not sitting there shopping people saying, listen, I'm going to go to the, and I'm going to alienate myself again, but I'm not going to Walmart to get brain surgery done. I will go to Walmart to buy groceries and to buy video games and everything else, but I'm not even going to Walmart to get my eyes done. I'm actually going to go to an optometrist that actually has its own building.
You're rolling today. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's great. It's Sunday morning. It's, still a little cold outside. But
actually, that reminded me, though, when you were talking about late duty jacks and whatnot, it's not just that we use the smart jacks for. I was in a house not that long ago, and I think we just got it done not too long ago in Georgetown, where they actually had the concrete pillars that were built up from the blocks that someone went in and put supplemental support in there with those instead of the adjustable jacks. For one, those aren't great because, A, obviously you can't adjust them. And when they do adjust them, they stick those little itty-bitty wooden shims in there. And when you think about that, your entire home's weight is resting on a piece of balsa wood. It's very strange to think that's like acceptable,
The funniest thing about that whole thing is builders are keeping me so busy. Because literally, we go back every single day. I have a crew that's dedicated to nothing but they go in there and they will replace those little shims with metal plates.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to use something that's going to last a lot longer. It's your house. Like we've been saying the whole time, what's more permanent than your house? Really, there's not much.
Yeah.
Like I said, with this house, the columns were actually so bad and they sunk in the ground so much that some of them weren't even touching the girder anymore. Some of them were a good, 3 to 4 inches below the girder and slanting, where they were wondering why the floor was bouncing. It's because there was nothing there. Basically what happened.
All right. Well, you know what else is gone?
Time.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're out of here this morning. So. Well, folks, listen, I appreciate you getting up with us, having coffee with us. Guess I owe you two breakfast for hanging out with me today. So
cool with me.
I'd say it's wherever you guys want to go. Well, let's go ahead and give our numbers before we leave.
Well, DryZone, again, you can be reached at 1-855-DRYZONE. It's DRYZONE. Locally at 302-684-5034. And once again, I'm just going to keep plugging the website because it's really cool. www.DryZone.com.
Adam.
JNA Electric, and the number is 302-943-9334. 9894.
All right. Well, folks, I said I appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Take care.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.